What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled, I was just threatened with legal action by a major YouTuber. Now, I'm not gonna name any names in this video, guys, because further investigation must be done in the situation. All I'm gonna say, guys, is shit is getting real, okay? Our enemies are getting desperate. In fact, I actually had to delete a couple of videos off of YouTube because of this legal threat. Again, I'm not gonna name the person who made the legal threats. All I'm gonna say is he is a major YouTuber. All right, guys, so here's what's going on, okay? A lot of people out there are getting desperate for money, okay? YouTube is really becoming the go-to place for grifters and scammers because it's hard to survive in the real world. Now, if you guys can tell, I'm out in LA. I'm at the park by Santa Monica. I'm cooking my chicken. I got my charcoal over there. Got my garbage can over there, you know. Got a real garbage can over here. So, as you guys know, whenever I go out to California, I sleep in the car because I'm not going to pay $200 a night for a place to go sleep at for 7-8 hours, you know, for, you know, under 10 hours. So, I sleep in the car. Now, for me, guys, you know, coming from small town USA, you know me, I got it, you know, I can go live overseas and do well over there. So it don't bother me. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying it. But the thing is, guys, what's happening is that it's getting hard to make money out there. Okay, guys, it's getting really hard to make money. Okay, I have to make this a little bit lower. So I'm going to put the camera over here. So, right now, guys, it's getting really, really hard. It's not so much about the making the money, guys. It's not. See, the problem is inflation, okay? Because of inflation, what's happening is that because of inflation, the cost of living is skyrocketing all over the world, you know, including Colombia. Now, the good thing about Colombia is that by our standards, the inflation in Colombia ain't shit. So you and I, guys, we can go live like kings in Colombia. I know it's dangerous. You can actually live like kings in Turkey or even Egypt. But you guys know me. I don't like Arabs. I don't like Muslims in general. I find them to be very, very hypocritical. And deep down, they have a hate for, you know, Muhammad and Allah. But you can live good in a country like Turkey. Now, if Turkey was like my Mexico, you know, here, you know, Mexico is only 2 hours away by car. I can go into Mexico in like 2 hours, you know. If Turkey was my Mexico, I'd probably go into Turkey, even though it's a Muslim country. Who gives a flying F, you know? As long as you have money, you're living good, you're doing good. So you guys out there who are listening to this in fucking Europe, go to Turkey. You guys here in America, go to Latin America, okay? You can still live like kings for $1,000 a month in Latin America. Now, the problem here, guys, is that it's getting very, 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 very hard to live because of inflation, okay? I used to buy a pound of that chicken for $1.99, okay? Last time I was here was 2 years ago. I'd buy a pound of that for $1.99, okay? Today, a pound of chicken breast, which is what you see here, is $3.99, okay? Inflation, real inflation, okay, guys? I would say the real cost of actual inflation in the past 3 years when it comes to, like, food is 50%. I would say food has gone up in 50%, if not more, closer to 100% in price in just the past 3 years. And it's only going to get worse, guys, okay? Things are going to get worse, okay? So inflation is making life a lot harder for people, because what they used to afford in the past, they can't afford that anymore. In fact, the Starbucks on Hollywood and Vine actually closed down, you know. So if Starbucks is going out of business, what does that tell you? You know, people just don't have the money to go out there and spend money that they really don't have to spend, you know. Traffic here in LA is still here. So people are here. They just don't have the money to go to Starbucks. They don't have money to go out and, you know, go to restaurants. A lot of restaurants are out of business, guys. So people are saving their money because of inflation. Now, another thing is that, you know, these big YouTubers out there, take away their YouTube channel, they're a bunch of ain't shit niggers. That's what these people are. I told you guys before, okay? YouTube is solely for grifters and scammers, okay? If you're a big YouTuber, you are a grifter, you are a scammer. That's just how it is. And again, everybody grifts, everybody scams, but it all depends on how big the grift and the scam is, you know? I don't care if you want to sell a book for $5, $10, $20. You know, I don't care if, you know, you want people to join your Patreon for $5 a month. But here's the problem, man. The problem is you have people out there selling you a course for $1,000 a month, man. You have people out there promising you that you can get laid if you buy their courses or you go to their boot camps or you call them up for dating advice, you know. And the thing is, this market is getting very, very saturated, okay? Meaning that it's really not that cold. I'm actually gonna save it for tomorrow. Yes, that's how cheap I am, guys. I'm gonna save this charcoal for tomorrow, okay? Yes, I am that cheap, okay? I'm just gonna leave it out here to let off some steam. So, damn it, I need to wash my hands somewhere. This is actually mine. This is where the chicken came from, so that's mine, and that's all good. All right, flip it over. Look at the chicken. Look at the chicken. Nice and healthy, baby, the way it should be. So, going back to what I was saying, is that... that damn, that's good. So, God, that chicken is good. God, it's been 2 years since I did this. See, this is one of the benefits of living out here in LA, man. You get to eat healthy. So I got 2 pounds of chicken, so that's like $8. The charcoal over there, guys, instant light. So that means you don't have to dump gas on it. This is like on sale for like $9. It's like 12 pounds. I think it's 12 pounds. 11.6 pounds. So that's enough to last me for like 4 barbecues, okay? So $12 here. A little bit over 8 for this. And then over here, I got this, guys, okay? This cost like $5, but look at the fiber, okay? You guys out there, you all need fiber, man. That's what makes you go to the bathroom. This is what you really need, okay? This is why I buy it, you know, even though, you know, it's low in calorie, low in sugars, low in carb, but super high in fiber, okay? So obviously, I'm gonna put the chicken in here, okay? This was like $5, I think. Then I bought, where is it? I bought this matchstick, okay? This is long ass matches. This is what I used to light the fires with. I bought it for 99 cents. So 99 cents, $5, $12, $8. So all in all, guys, this cost me like $24, but you have to keep in mind, you know, tomorrow I'm not gonna pay $8 for this. I'm not gonna pay 99 cents for this. So overall, guys, if you think about it, I am eating for about $13-$14 here in America, okay? Because again, price of chicken went up from $1.99 to $3.99 a pound. That bread over here is like $5. I'm sure I can probably find it cheaper elsewhere, but you know what? I'm not gonna run around LA trying to find cheaper bread or cheaper chicken, you know? So now My cost to eat here in LA is 8 plus 5 is a little bit over $10. I know it's like $13. Now, here's the thing. You know, if I get canned vegetables, you know, for $1.90, $1.50, I can probably cook my own vegetables. So here in America, guys, for you to eat good as a single person here in America, it's probably going to cost you closer to like $12-$13. Now, in Colombia, where I was at, well under $10. Now, I've given you proof that in Colombia, guys, you can eat good for well under $10. Anyway, so inflation is going up. So these big YouTubers out there, they gotta make more money. Okay, at the same time, everybody wants to make it big on YouTube because that's how you make money. Now, the number one way to make money off of YouTube is by grifting. It's by scamming. Okay, now I don't do that. Now, because I don't do that, what I do is that I expose people who grift, people who scam. And because I do that, what ends up happening is that YouTube, they kick me off, okay? So, when you make videos like me exposing scammers and grifters on the internet, somebody's gonna take action against you. Whether YouTube is gonna give you a strike, whether they're gonna kick you off the platform, you know, whether somebody threatens you with legal action, eventually, guys, it was gonna happen. So if anybody out there wants to sue me, I'm a broke ass nobody. I live in my car. I'm homeless, so I ain't got money, man. It's gonna cost you more to sue me than you'll ever make out of me. I mean, the only thing I own is a car that's worth, I bought it for $4,000, but it's probably gonna cost you $4,000-$5,000 if you really wanna fix it up. So there you go, guys. If anybody here wants to sue me, put Coach Bitchpill as a defendant, because we all know how he makes his money. When the sun goes down, he puts on a wig, goes to the local truck stop in Bumfuckistan, Australia, puts on a wig, calls himself Georgia Free. That's how Coach Bitchville makes his money, okay? So if anybody wants to sue me, sue Coach Bitchville on my behalf. So, what's happening now, guys, is that because the wind is from the other direction. Maybe if I move this around a little bit. There we go. Okay, get the wind going. So, eventually, guys, like I said, eventually somebody was going to try to silence me, man. Eventually, it was gonna happen. And I deleted the videos off of YouTube because I don't want any trouble, you know. The videos are still on MGTOW TV. Apparently, this big YouTuber doesn't care about MGTOW TV. They care about YouTube because that's where they make their money off of. Damn, that's good. No seasoning, no nothing, man. So, damn, that's good. Even if you're homeless, guys, you can still eat like a fucking king, okay? So, going back to this big-ass YouTuber. He doesn't care about MGTOW TV. He only cares about Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, because that's where all the normies are. That's where all the people who can easily get scammed, you know. People who come over to MGTOW TV, they don't get scammed, you know. So I had to delete those three videos off of YouTube, but that's all right, guys. It don't bother me. I mean, my YouTube channel wasn't going anywhere because, you know, YouTube, you know, I'm actually making like $10 a month off of YouTube. That's how bad I have it on YouTube. But that's all right, guys. You know, the idea here is to actually grow MGTOW TV. And God willing, we'll do that. My main money, guys, is not going to be from MGTOW TV. Like I said, one of the reasons why I'm working my ass off here in LA, it's because the money I'm making here, I'm probably going to invest it in something in Colombia, you know, something nice and small. I don't know. I'm going to find a business, God willing, in Colombia, something nice and small over there. Because like I said, man, America, it's only going to get worse, man. Okay. And another thing, guys, believe it or not, I actually make more money in small town USA than I do here making money with a DoorDash, and I'm gonna let you know why in a minute. I need to move this down further. All right, damn, I think it died down. No, there's some, no. Yeah, there's some, yeah, it's not bad. It's probably gonna die down in a minute or two, but that's all right, I'm almost done. This one needs a lot of work, man, but that's fine. Once one of these big ones moves away. Damn, that's good shit. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're good. So, what I was saying, guys, is that here in LA, I'm actually making less money with DoorDash than in small town USA, because a lot of people, man, are doing DoorDash, man. You know, a lot of people here in, I was in San Francisco the other day. It sucked. DoorDash sucked in San Francisco. It sucks over here because a lot of people out there, two things. Number one, a lot of people out there, man, are doing DoorDash because they need the money, okay? And also at the same time, because the inflation here in California is super high compared to Florida, people can't afford DoorDash. So what DoorDash is doing is that they are strategically giving out orders where everybody makes slave wages, okay? I've been working DoorDash for 8 hours. I only made $64 in 8 hours. You know, in small town USA, I'd have made well over $100 by now. You know, I'm actually probably, if things don't get better, which they probably won't, I'm probably gonna leave LA as early as a couple of days from now. You know, I love the weather. I love Santa Monica. I love the pier. I'm in Santa Monica right now. I love walking down Hollywood Boulevard, especially with all the freaky people out there. By the way, guys, one of the best ways to know shit is getting bad is when all the freaks on Hollywood are no longer there. You know, the people dressed up as Batman and Spider-Man, you know, soliciting you for pictures so you can give them like $5. Yeah, those guys are not there anymore. And again, the Starbucks on Hollywood and Vine went out of business. So what does that tell you, man? People just don't have the money to spend on things that are not necessities anymore. So this is why I'm telling you guys, if you guys are watching this video, man, you need to move to a red state. You need to move to Florida. You need to move to Texas, even though the weather there sucks. You guys out there need to understand is you gotta move to a red state where there are still jobs, decent pay, inflation isn't that bad, okay? And preferably moving overseas is the way to go. Now, this big YouTuber, he's anti-me because you got lifestyle versus strategies, okay? You got strategies here, you got a lifestyle over here, okay? Strategies don't work for life, okay? Strategies work when you're playing a game, okay? You know, these boxers who like feint to the left, then they kick you from the right or some dumb shit like that? Okay, that's strategies, okay? You can have strategies in a war. You can have strategies in a basketball game. Because strategy is manipulation, again. When you're playing against your opponent, you know, you don't want to telegraph to the guy that you're going to punch him from the, you know, if you're a boxer, you don't want to give the guy the idea that you're going to punch him from the left. You want to give him the idea that you're going to punch from the right. You know, that's strategy, which is manipulation. Now, in life, you know, in life in general, strategies do not work because you cannot keep the manipulation going for that long. This is why when these boxers, you know, they do manipulation strategies, they hope that they can knock you out because they know the next time they try this strategy of manipulating you, you're gonna be like, that's not gonna work, bro. Okay, so you need a lifestyle change. Okay, now this big YouTuber, he's anti me because of a life style change. You know, I was in Colombia. You guys saw the video. I got me a Afro-Colombiana, 26 years old. Yes, she is a single mother. Now, according to her, the father died in a car accident, so I guess it's not that bad, right? I know some of you guys out there been saying, yo, Amar, she's like a 5, maybe a 6 at best. But here's the deal, guys, okay? Hot single woman, they're community property. They're sleeping with everybody. They have no responsibility. They have no care. Let me tell you something, real talk, okay? When I was driving a cab here in LA, believe it or not, 15 years ago, I picked up this girl. She was 25 at the time, and she told me, when you have kids, nothing grounds a woman more than kids. So these single moms out there, you know, they're grounded into reality more than a 22-year-old girl who thinks the world is her oyster. Now, just to be absolutely clear, I'm not telling anybody here to prioritize single moms. Absolutely not. I'm not telling you guys that. I'm just telling you from a realistic black pill observation is that you'll have an easier time with a single mom than you would with a woman that doesn't have children, simply because the single mom is grounded more into reality. And like I said, you know, the girl, the Afro-Colombiana, she said the father died in a car accident. You know, it's not because, you know, she left him or anything like that. That's number one. Number two, guys, I told her up front, hey, man, those are your children. I'm not the stepfather. I'm not going to take care of them. I don't want to even see them, you know. They're not my responsibility, okay? So you guys out there, man, you got to be fucking realistic when it comes to everything, including women. I know everybody here thinks we're going to get a unicorn or bust. Either we're going to get that 19-year-old virgin girl who's high virtue, who doesn't look at other men. I'm here to tell you guys, that's more of a pipe dream than anything else, okay? This is why it's imperative for you to have a lifestyle change. You know, here in America, you just can't do that anymore, man. You just, even if the girl is a single mother here in America, she still has a system behind her. She still has other simps. She still has, you know, credit cards, student loans. She still has shit she can fall back on. For example, you know, I know this girl, she's living off of Social Security disability. You know, she does, you know, gig economy for a couple of hours. And every time she makes some money, guess where she's at? She's traveling all over America, living in luxury Airbnbs, you know, rooftop bars. It's like, baby girl, you're fucking destitute, and every time you make some money, you spend it on stuff that's not gonna benefit you other than taking a selfie. And she's like, hey, it makes me happy, right? So this is the thing you guys have to understand. Here in the West, a woman has a big daddy government to give her welfare. She has credit cards. She can misuse her student loans, okay? There are many ways here in the West where a woman is not gonna die on the side of the street. Therefore, she genuinely doesn't need a man. Even if she is a single mom, you know, she'll be happy to have a man who's gonna look after her kids and, you know, buy her kids dumb shit. But really, she doesn't need you, okay? In third world countries like Colombia, you know, a woman is better off as a man than she is by trying to make it on her own, okay? Damn, that's good. So yes, in Colombia, guys, women have to be more realistic. And again, you know, you're gonna have a better luck with a single mom than you will with a single mom than you will with a woman who doesn't have any children. And again, that goes back to the fact that, you know, a young woman with no children, she has no responsibility. Therefore, you know, she can go out, do whatever she wants. Who gives a flying F? Like I said, you know, that girl when I was driving cab 15 years ago, she said, nothing grounds a woman more than having children, you know. She told me she was a party animal, all that stuff, but once she had children, she's no longer, you know, into that stuff because she has to be responsible for her children, you know. So, again, not telling anybody here to wife up a single mother, not telling anybody here to take a single mother seriously. All I'm saying, guys, is that realistically speaking, you'll have it a little bit easier with a single mom than you will with a woman that has no kids. And again, in my case, the husband died in a car accident, so, you know, that makes her a widow, I guess. And overall, guys, if she has some sort of virtue to her, I guess that makes it better. So try to find the best of the world worst when it comes to single mothers. But anyway, going back to this big YouTuber, his strategies no longer work. And because they never worked. Again, strategies work when you, for the first time, because that's when the enemy is getting manipulated by you. Again, if I go like this and then I hit you from the right, the next time I try to do it, you're gonna be like, yeah, I'm not falling for that, you know. So strategies only work temporarily. They only work for the first time. And you know, even if you're not running those strategies on a girl, some other dude is, you know. It's not that hard for a guy to be the, yeah, baby mama, fucking, I don't know, Jay-Z is my cousin and he's gonna, I don't know, produce my next hit record, some dumb shit like that, you know. If some other guy does it and he turns out to be a liar and you do the same thing, you know, guess what? You know, that guy before you could have gotten with the girl, but now that you're running the same game on her, she's gonna be like, yeah, you're a broke ass nobody too. So this is what I want you guys out there to understand, is that ultimately you need a lifestyle change, okay? Dating roaches, or I mean dating coaches, they're no benefit to you. At the end of the day, not only does it have to be a lifestyle change, guys, but you also have to be able to live overseas. It's GG for America, okay? It's good game for America. It's over. America is over. You cannot have a relationship in Western civilization. You need to go overseas where they don't have big daddy government, they don't have credit cards, they don't have welfare, they don't have all that mumbo jumbo that makes a woman more realistic. So you have to go overseas. You just can't go overseas for 1 week every 6 months and say you have a relationship. You need to have a business over there, or at the very least be able to make money online to live over there. So this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. You need a lifestyle change, okay? Paying somebody $1,000 an hour is not going to be of any benefit to you, because that lifestyle change, you have to use your own brain. There is nothing I can say or do to make you guys get a lifestyle overseas. You have to use your brain for that, okay? And another thing, again, you have to understand, it's not just a lifestyle change, and this is very, very, very important. I'm going to end the video on this. It's going to come down to looks. Guys, I don't care how rich you are, you need to have looks. If you don't meet a girl's minimum looks threshold, it's game over for you. She'll still F with you. Let me tell you something before I end this video, guys. Let me tell you something, okay? When I was at that pub in Medellin where I met my Afro-Colombiana, you guys need to understand, vast majority of women in Colombia, they're looking for a man to take care of them, okay? And I'm putting that in a nice way. So when I was in Colombia, man, the place I was at, you know, guys would go up, they would dance with a girl, and the girl would dance with them. I remember this guy, you know, not a bad looking dude. He looked average. So he goes up, you know, he definitely has money. You can tell when a guy has money, okay? So this guy had the money. He just didn't have the looks. He dances with this cute Colombiana. And you know how when people dance, you know, you look in one direction, she looks in the opposite, right? She had that look on her face where she's like, ew, ew, ew. Opposite of that, you know, my Afro-Colombiana, let me tell you something, guys. From the time I met my Afro-Colombiana until I was on top of her, less than an hour. This is what you guys need to understand. At the end of the day, guys, looks, looks, looks. You can have the lifestyle, you can be making money, you can be living there, but if you do not have the looks, okay, it's over. And this is one of the things that this big YouTuber wanted me to do. I actually made a video about this big YouTuber where I spoke about the black pill and how the black pill is going to be the end of his career. He forced me to delete that black pill video about him, otherwise he was gonna sue me and shit like that. So again, those videos are on MGTOW TV because he doesn't care about MGTOW TV, because you know all the incels apparently go over to LoserTube. So at the end of the day, guys, you need a lifestyle change. At the end of the day, guys, looks matter. And this big YouTuber, along with the other YouTubers out there, they are the total and complete opposite of me. They always tell you the same thing. They always tell you it's all about game, bro. It's all about game. No, it's not, okay? It's about a lifestyle and it's about looks, period. Anyway, guys, that's my video. I'm gonna go eat before the sun goes down. Talk to you later. Peace.